Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? Well, we got a lot to talk about. Obviously, tonight is AEW Dynamite. And I smiled there because I was going to mention NXT. But it's just funny. You know, I guess I've been doing this for a long time. I guess people think they get me. Some people do. Some people don't. I thought NXT was actually a pretty damn great show last night. And I saw today everyone's expecting me to bury the show, but I'm not. But we will see if we have time to do a full discussion of NXT today. One way or the other, we'll talk about it on Observer Radio with Dave. Brian and Vinny's show with, without Vinny tomorrow. I'll have to figure that out. But we'll be talking about that over the next couple of days. But we got a lot of other news here, including the death of Sika, the father of Roman Reigns. And if you've been following along on the Brian and Vinny show, we've been reviewing the WWF Wrestling Challenge shows from 1986, and man, Sika's all over those shows, and it is a different time and place in professional wrestling, and we'll talk about his career. All the best to the friends and family, obviously, of Sika. We've also got updates on Jim Ross and Too Cold Scorpio, the Raw ratings with week two of the Wyatt 6 storyline. How did that do? And a lot of other news as well. In the final segment of this show, talked about last week, the unfortunate passing of the big cat, Scott Henson. Tag team partner Sarian Softpaws will be on the show today to talk about the big cat and plenty more. So back in a moment to kick it off, Observer Live. Girl, I come to see you.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. See people on the board here, this whole Pat McAfee thing.
What's up?
Well, Pat McAfee's, father-in-law passed away.
Yes.
And we were talking about this on Observer Radio. And, you know, I presumed at the time, I don't remember reporting it as fact, but I presumed at the time that he was not there because of the angle with the Wyatt Six, because they have been doing an angle with Pat McAfee and the Wyatt Six, and then he wasn't on the show this week, and Michael Cole just had a weird line about how, you know, Pat McAfee is not here, don't read anything into this. And, I mean, it's pro wrestling, so obviously the first thing I thought was, it's the Wyatt Six angle. But it was not, so all the best wishes to him and his family. Apparently his father-in-law had an infection, he was in the hospital, and I guess they figured, you know, he was going to be out soon, and then it took a turn for the worst, and he passed away. So all the best to Pat McAfee on the passing of his father-in-law. We've also got the passing of Sika. Tag team legend, pivotal member of one of pro wrestling's greatest families, passed away at 79. Death was announced on Tuesday. Father of five children, including Roman Reigns and late WWE wrestler Rosie. It is with profound sadness I share the news of the passing of former Hall of Famer Sika Anawai, passed away peacefully June 25th, wrote his nephew, Jairus Anawai. His many things, hardworking father, caring brother, supportive uncle, proud grandfather, was a cherished friend to many, loving family member whose warmth and kindness knew no bounds, inspiration to countless individuals. His legacy will continue to inspire and uplift future generations, reminding us of the impact one person's life can have on so many. Rest in love, Uncle Sika. He, of course, was part of the Wild Samoans, held the WWF tag titles three times. WWF Hall of Fame, WWE Hall of Fame 2007. And yeah, we have been watching. It's amazing. We've been watching Sika in WWF in 1986 on these WWF Challenge shows. And like he's out there with Kamala and they're doing the total savage gimmick. Like they've got the wizard out there, and he's doing these screaming, wild promos, and he's essentially explaining that they're Neanderthals. Like, they're... That's... And anyway, the point is...
Savages, Brian Alvarez!
Yes. But it's just, you know, it's just amazing because we watched it before... We started watching it several months ago, and so you're just watching this, and it's like, you know, they're portrayed as, you know, wild, subhuman savages, and you just watch it, and like it's so ridiculous, like it's just ridiculous. It's like the height of, you can't even believe you're watching it, and then you know you think, wow, things were so different back then. And then, you know, now I'm watching it in 2024, and they are not portraying the Tongans in exactly the same way, but, you know, they are referring to them as untrained savages. They are still using that term in 2024. Although, you know, they speak, you know, I think we're supposed to believe that they're, you know, but it's just...
Criminals and thugs.
Criminals and thugs is the way they are described. And savages. But yeah, watching... I mean, Sika gives it his all, dude. Sika, yeah, and does. I mean, say what you will about the angles, and there's plenty you can say, but as far as like, you know, giving it all to a gimmick, I mean, Sika and the wizard, that guy gives it his all. And all of them. I mean, it's...
And that was his last...
Admirable, I guess.
Good run, and can't fault him for that, because the Wild Samoans missed that big boom period where everybody else was making money and the WWF went national. There were a lot of health issues. Their age was catching up to them. A new era was coming in, and after their feud with Adonis and Murdoch, which I just got finished watching in 1984, where these... Savages, being turned on by Captain Lou Albano, became the fans' favorite after being so reviled and hated in Madison Square Garden, and they're cheering them as they bounce around Adonis and Murdoch. They were gone. So for Sika to come back and get that run with Hogan, even though it was all based in the very cartoon world that we were in at that time with the WWF, it was a big deal. And his connections and the connections of AFA run deeper than people think. Like, obviously, you think about the family, you think about the whole Maivia and NOI family, but you, Court Bauer is incredibly influenced by the Samoans because that's who helped mentor him. When you start taking people from around wrestling, and there's a lot of them, Batista, there's a lot of them, you can draw lines right back to the Samoans, and a hell of a legacy that they left. I'm glad they were able to live a long time. And Brian Solomon pointed this out on Twitter, and I think this is might be sappy to some, but when you're a father, it won't be. Watching your son in a business that you were in that was in many ways against you, you were going to be pigeonholed in a certain way and wouldn't make it to the top. You wouldn't make it to the pinnacle of this place that you were putting on your back. And he got to see his son, Roman Reigns, end up making it to a point that he could have never believed he could have ever gotten to. And that is an incredible thing. And I'm glad for that family and for all they gave to wrestling and for literally all they gave to wrestling with the amount of wrestlers that they have gotten into it. I mean, it had to be wonderful to see that.
You know, it also is amazing when you mention Roman, that one of the things that people often talk about when they watch these old shows. I remember from like 2000 hearing this over and over. Can you believe that Randy Orton is Bob Orton's son? Like, I always used to hear people say that. And the funny thing is, now that I go back, and maybe it's because Randy's like in his mid-40s now, but now I go back and I watch those shows, and it's like every now and then you'll see Cowboy Bob in like a t-shirt, and he'll have like a hat on so you don't see his giant hair. And it's like, golly, that is Randy Orton's dad. Brian, no mistake in it. But the point is, every time I watch Sika, I'm like, that's Roman Reigns' dad. Like, what? That's Roman Reigns' father right there. And yeah, it's true. Like, look at what they had Sika do. And granted, you know, Vince, he had his gimmicks and everything like that, but You know, he cared about the Samoans. I mean, I mentioned this once, and it kind of is weird when you think about it, but, like, the story of WWE over the last 40 years so involves the Samoans more than anyone else.
Even the steroid trial.
Like, you go all the way back to, like, you got the Wild Samoans, and then, you know, all the way through The Rock being the just running the company, and then Roman Reigns and the Bloodline. Like, this, the story of WWE is the story of the Samoan dynasty that has been taken care of for like 40 years.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Was it Afua or Sika that during the trial kept mouthing not guilty to the jury?
I don't know if that helped much.
Probably not. The Orton thing, though, I remember they would do those videos where they would show Cowboy Bob Orton Jr. and Randy's grandfather, the original Cowboy Bob Orton, the Big O. And they had this thing with their faces. It's almost like it's just this disgust. And all three of them had it. And they would show them just kind of like turning their nose up at the camera. And even the arms out thing, both Orton and, you know, his father and grandfather also did that too. Not to the dramatic effect that Randy Orton does, but it's amazing when you see those little lines just naturally pour through somebody. And it's also amazing when you don't see any of that from somebody like, and I hate to always bring this up, but like Eric Watts and Bill Watts. Watch Bill Watts, see Eric, and you go, okay, I can see size-wise how he might be Bill Watts' son, but he didn't get any of that. David Flair, another example.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. In the next segment, Sarian Softpaws is going to be joining us to talk the big cat Scott Henson. Passed away about a week ago. We'll be talking about his career and plenty more. I want to mention a couple of things here. First off, Dynamite is tonight. And this is the lineup thus far. We have got Swerve and Will Ospreay versus Gates of Agony. We've got the Men's Owen Hart Foundation Tournament quarterfinal, Jay White and Rey Fénix. Just added Moxley, Claudio, and Wheeler versus Shingo, Titan, and Hiromu. Sounds like a banger. Saraya, Harley Cameron, and Anna Jay versus Toni Storm, Mariah May, and Mina Shirakawa. Kyle O'Reilly versus Zack Sabre Jr. Should be awesome. MJF appearance. And we will hear from Daniel Garcia. Now, you know, we've got the show tonight. And last week they did an atrocious rating. And I said last week, I believe that tonight's number is going to be normal, whatever normal is. And you look at the numbers for the other shows this weekend, the Rampage show, the Collision show. I mean, they both did pretty well. Collision, 429,000 viewers, 0.14 in 18 to 49, which is the best number the show has done in over a month. Highest rated non-sports show on cable. And if you look at the quarter hours, I mean, it did better than your usual Collision does. And there was a big drop in the quarter where the Ospreay match began, but then it shot up almost 100,000 viewers for the end of that Will Ospreay versus Brian Cage match. So I know people like to say, well, you know, Ospreay has good matches, but he's not really a draw. Almost 100,000 viewers to see the, you know, that match. That's pretty good. And I mean, we could talk more about it tomorrow tomorrow, Friday, I guess it will be. But I do think that the Dynamite rating is going to be largely normal because, you know, the Rampage number, the Collision number, I mean, what it tells me, and do not get me wrong, there are a lot of issues in this company. There's a lot of problems with booking, and they've been going on for a long, long time, and they should have been, you know, addressed long before they have been, and some of them haven't been. But I do think that the main reason that last week's show was a disaster was the non-existent lead-in. And we'll know tomorrow whether I'm out of my mind or not, but I expect it to be back to normal. So that is that.
Well, the week before, they did 681. The 2 weeks before that, 790, 787, 713. So they were in the sevens there. They'll probably be back to that. For their sake, I would hope so, because there's no competition. Not enough of it tonight, but I guess as long as you got Sheldon in the gang back, that should be a big boost for things. Let's see how long those people stick around, because at this point, the DVR overrun argument can go out the window. This show does not need to be doing an overrun. It is losing amazingly in the last couple of times that they've done it. Maybe it's time to stop doing that too. Just focus on the 2 hours. Don't worry about when you're going to go over. Format the show correctly, time it out correctly, and just stop. Just end it there with whatever cliffhanger that you want to have for the next week or for Rampage and Collision.
Okay, Two Gold Scorpio scheduled to wrestle in Japan this August. but that is being postponed as a result of the stabbing arrest, which happened on June 15th. He's facing one charge of first-degree assault, one charge of armed criminal action, both felony charges. Hearing set for July. So if you were looking forward to seeing him in DDT, actually, he's not going to be there. Now, I don't want to mention the NXT. We're not going to do the full report because we don't have time. But like I mentioned in the opening segment, I actually think this was the best NXT in quite a while. And, I mean, part of that is because I was so appalled by the past 2 weeks' worth of shows. So here's what happened on this show. They cleared it up. They cleared it up. Javon Evans did not lose his number one contendership in the match last week with Ethan Page. Now, before you get mad at me, it was the announcers who said Ethan Page is now the number one contender. So nobody clued them in. So he is still the number one contender, okay? But, of course, now Ethan Page wants to be in the title match. So then they did a segment where out comes Sean Spears. And Sean Spears, well, he mentions that he beat Javon Evans. Because, you know, everyone's beating Javon Evans.
Oh, boy.
And so they announce, okay, well, it's you and Trick Williams in the main event tonight, the champion.
Almost like they're building a main event title picture.
Well, obviously they're doing that, okay? But you're
you
missing the point.
You don't like it, how they're doing it.
Well, no, I don't like the match, okay? I get why they're doing the match. By the way, Sean Spears beat Trick Williams. Sean Spears beat Trick Williams. Now, everybody expects me to get angry about that, but I'm not angry about that. Because at the end of the day, they are trying to set up a championship match. And that's how you get into a championship match, is you beat the champion. And it was because the Virgin ran out and was trying to tear apart the announce table. The announce table bonked into Trick, and then Trick ended up getting pinned. Okay? So, we now have a four-way. It's a four-way with Trick, Javon, Spears, and Paige. Now, here's my take on this. I don't like this match. I feel that Trick Williams and Javon Evans in a singles for the title is a much bigger match than throwing in Ethan Page, who's brand new and lost in his first match, by the way, to Trick Williams, and Sean Spears, who nobody has cared about the entire time he's been there. Meanwhile, the fans love Trick, and the fans love Javon. Now, it was intimated to me that there are a few reasons that this thing is a four-way. One of them is, apparently, they don't have a lot of faith in Trick and Javon doing a singles match. I think that's stupid. I think Trick and Javon would have no problem doing a singles match. They're both down there. How many freaking NXT matches have we seen that were choreographed from start to finish because they weren't sure two people could make it through a match? Like, if Trick's going to be your champion, I mean, he's got to be able to do singles matches. So, I mean, Trick and Javon should have been the match. And the other deal is this, you know, I think the reason Spears and Page are in there is because the show's in Canada and they're both Canadian and they're hoping they're going to sell some tickets. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. But I think that they sacrificed a lot by treating Javon as a guy who... Does anybody going to this match not think Javon's going to be the one doing the job? Maybe Spears, I guess. I mean, they're not going to pin Ethan because, you know, he's already been beaten a bunch.
And they need a top heel. They don't have a top heel. Who's their top heel? Obafemi? I mean, other than Obafemi, maybe.
Well, right now it's like Ethan Page.
Exactly, and you need to continue to make him a threat, a thorn in the side of your baby faces. And by beating him, I think that would be a huge mistake. I think, honestly, the fact that they're in Toronto, it may have been beneficial to Spears, but I think Page would be in the same position anyway, no matter what city that they were in. It just happens to be in Ontario where they're doing the show, but I get it. And obviously, there's enough big brains there that have been around the wrestling business for a long time. There's obviously a reason that they're doing this four-way. And I don't think it damages anybody either, and I don't think that people are going to forget about or think that Javon Evans is a lesser than for the way that he has been portrayed during this. I just don't think it's as bad as you have, in your opinion, that it is.
Yes, it is my opinion. And they also, You know, we had that that whole deal with, what's his name? Wes. Joe Coffey and Wesley. And so this week they do Joe Coffey and Wesley beats him. I was like, so why did we waste all of our time with the last 2 weeks of 50-50?
But how
so
much
Wes would come out of it looking lesser?
How much went sideways, do you believe, with Ivar getting hurt and Brooks Jensen getting hurt? And because that's when
I don't
Joe
know.
Coffey
I don't think Brooks Jensen is even hurt.
Oh, I thought he was. Okay,
I think this is just a storyline. No, Amdar is hurt.
But that's when they shoved Joe Coffey into the proceedings in that whole North American title mix, is it not?
Well, my point is, if you want to do something with Joe Coffey, fine. But you put him in a title match for that title, and you pinned him. And so the obvious match now is Wesley versus Obafemi. They decided to add 2 weeks of 50-50 booking with Joe Coffey for reasons I cannot figure out except to fill TV time.
Filler.
And it's not like if you watch this show, it's like they need to fill TV time. I mean, they got plenty going on. But instead, you already had the match. You already had Obafemi and Wesley all set up. They were in a championship match together. Neither of them got pinned. Okay. Instead, you go to a tag match. Joe Coffey pins Wesley. Then, Wesley, after getting beaten, comes out and challenges Obafemi. Obafemi accepts. This makes Joe Coffey mad, so we have to do Wesley and Joe Coffey again, and then boom, that's it. It's just like, it's this was pointless. It did nothing except bring down Wesley when you already had him where you wanted him to be. I don't know.
Could be worse. Could be much worse. They need to.
Yeah, it could have been that main event program.
You're terrible.
That was worse.
Why did Ariana Grace get to be in a number one contenders match for the North American women's title last night? How'd that happen?
There's a lot of questions, but we have to go to Syrian Soft Paws. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now, We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Mike, give some quick thoughts on the final episode of Death of, or Who Killed WCW, while I try and get Sarian here on the air.
No problem. Well, if for all of you out there, if you've made it through the first three, they ran the final edition of the Death of WCW. Who Killed WCW last night on Vice and...
Sarian, hold on one second.
Whoop.
Do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Oh my God, it's working.
Wait, hold on. It's a big Eric Bischoff reclamation project all wrapped up, and that's the end.
Yes, we will get to that tomorrow because I haven't watched it yet. Well, we're happy here to welcome Sarian Softboz to the show. And Sarian, how you doing today?
I'm doing as good as I can, I guess, under the circumstances, but I'm doing okay.
Yeah, very sorry to hear about what happened. We talked about it quite a bit here on the show. And I guess for people that don't know what happened, and I guess the floor is yours. Tell us a little bit about Scott and what you guys did together, and his life and his career, and we'll just kind of start talking.
Sure, I can do that. Scott and I met in 2004. I was a teenager, and Scott had gotten trained in 2002, actually at All-Star Wrestling in Vancouver. Fabulous Fabio was actually his trainer.
No way.
And yeah.
Wow.
The ring we actually started out wrestling in was, we were the generation that was doing backyard wrestling quite a bit. So we started out in Fabio's ring that was in a backyard in Surrey. The backyard of an abandoned house, and I had a friend in high school who wrestled with them, and I showed up and I met Scott that day, and we were like a big part of the like backyard wrestling kind of generation that grew up, and then eventually a lot of those guys ended up like training and becoming like actual stars in the industry. We wrestled with like Ricky Shane Page and Flash Morgan Webster and Alex Zane, and so we all kind of grew up like in that kind of era, and then eventually Scott and I became like real close. Like we probably became like best friends 2010-ish. He's wrestled in the United Kingdom and Australia and all over the United States, and we were actually like big rivals for a really long time. We've had so many matches against each other, and eventually just decided that like it'd be really fun if for a little period of time we would stop kicking each other's butts and be a team. So we teamed up right before the pandemic happened, and then obviously didn't wrestle for the whole time that we couldn't cross the border into the United States. So once we were allowed to back in, we started wrestling. The most we'd ever wrestled in our lives as soon as the pandemic is over. Like the whole time we were together, like hanging out, all we kept talking about was how much we needed to wrestle. Like, I just want to get in the ring. I just want to have matches, because wrestling was like so important to Scott. It was like his entire life. He was pretty big in the like late 90s, early 2000s of the tape trading game.
Oh yeah.
So he had he had like a massive tape library. I mean, he still did up until maybe like last year when he transferred everything over to DVDs. But I mean, he was collecting and trading, and he was a big part of the All Japan generation. So he grew up watching every single show he could get his hands on. There was like a real small market, like a Japanese market in Vancouver, that used to import the tapes. Oh, yeah. And he would go, and him and our friend Daniel Makabe, they got their cards for that store specifically to rent tapes and copy tapes. And that was just huge for him. Like, he loved everything wrestling. You know, he knew every little detail. He knew dates. He knew matches. You could say, like, a stipulation of something, and he would know exactly, like, when it happened, where it happened. Like, he lived and breathed wrestling. And, of course, like, it's awesome that I got to take that journey with him and learn and kind of experience the world. We wrestled in probably, like, 10 states, I think, and we got to wrestle some, like, actual, like, I mean, you know, we're lower-level indie in Vancouver and in Washington. And we got to wrestle some name people. Like, Scott had some really good matches in 3-2-1 battle against Jeff Cobb and B-Boy. And he, like, was really proud of being able to, like, work his way up to wrestling these, like, bigger name stars. And then, yeah, we were pretty much beginning and end for 3-2-1 battle from the first show to the last show. And then when that shut down and SOS Pro Wrestling popped up in Tacoma, we started doing Tacoma shows every once a month, which, I mean, sure, as you guys know, was not ideal because it's an extra hour through traffic and rush hour.
Oh, yeah.
But we sucked it up and we did it. And it was, you know, it was a great crew. It's a great family of people. They put on really fun shows. And, yeah, we've been doing that. And then Boom Pro Wrestling in Vancouver, which you had talked about where you saw him and he talked to you.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple other shows, like CAW in Vancouver, and a couple other companies that popped up, and we just started wrestling more and more and more. Like, we never really thought we would be on that level where we're doing shows every weekend or every other weekend. So we kind of just formed this amazing bond with the two of us. I mean, as you get older and your friend group kind of shrinks and shrinks, you just kind of stay close with certain people. And Scott was, I mean, he was my tag team partner. He was my best friend. We had a podcast together. We traveled everywhere. We would go to have dinners and hang out. And it was just the, you know, most fun I've ever had in my life, just spent with my best friend doing wrestling. And yeah, it's something that I'll never be able to replicate. I'll never be able to get back. He was just larger than life. Like, he was a huge personality. He loved connecting with the crowd. For years, I'd been trying to get him to turn heel because I'm a horrible baby face. I'm an amazing heel, or at least I think I'm an amazing heel. And he just couldn't do it because he's like, no, I like the connection to the crowd was what he loved. And if you watch any of his video, any full matches or compilations or highlight reel stuff, he's always going through the entire crowd, trying to connect with everybody, trying to touch claws and high five. And I mean, he just loved to perform. He loved to be in front of the crowd and in front of all the audience that came out to watch him. And then since his passing, you know, it was so sudden and unexpected. And I've been getting so many amazing, beautiful messages from people that, like, I don't even know, people that were sort of in our life or fans or people that just knew him through a connection, just saying, like, he always took the time to talk to people. He always took the time to respond to messages and say hellos and listen to people. You know, that's just something that is really rare. I think, you know, his social battery was massive, and he could just always make time for, whether it was some guy buying a shirt at a wrestling show or somebody who had, you know, been following him on social media, he would just always, always, always take the time to connect with them and make them feel like a part of his life, which I think is amazing. And then, yeah, we had a show in Tacoma at SOS Pro Wrestling on last Friday, and it was my closest group of friends is me and Scott, and then our friend Caden Talbane and Daniel Makabe, and that's like our four group that we wrestled together since 2004, and we've been friends that whole time. And if Dan is on his way out, he's looking to retire. He's got some injuries building up, and he's going to retire very soon. So we thought we needed to have like one more like hurrah, like a last go for the four of us to sort of like close the chapter of our friendship in wrestling, I guess. And we put the match together, and I didn't see the finish. Myself and Caden Talbain had taken ourselves out. We were laying on the floor, and Dan and Scott had this big climactic build-up finish. So I didn't see anything that happened, and then we had a nice little send-off for Dan in the ring after the match, and I'm back in the ring, we're all back in the ring, and all Scott said was he just kind of felt like he got crunched on something, like a move that he had taken towards the end. And, you know, like in wrestling, things don't always go exactly perfect. Sometimes you roll a little bit to one side, or you jump too high or not enough, and you just kind of like land awkwardly at times. And he just said that he kind of felt like he got crunched up, and we finished the show, and he went to the merch table, and he was going through everything and packing up, and I had stupidly gotten hurt in the match, so I was laying on the floor, and I look over at the merch table, and he was sitting on a chair, on a stool, and it looked like he was going to pass out, and Caden Talbain had grabbed him and was sort of like holding on to him, and Maccabi had gone over and given him a chair. We gave him a bunch of water, and we just thought he was maybe dehydrated, because it was a stressful, you know, like it's a big match, and it was just a stressful couple days for us to like make sure that everything was perfect. And Scott just never wanted to have a bad match ever. He always was like so adamant about making it the best. I mean, most people are like that, but I mean, he was really just focused on making it the best he could make it. And yeah, he sat down, he drank, and he started to feel better. His color returned to his face. He was very normal looking. We get everything to the car, and he usually drove, but he had we had Caden drive us back up, and he was in the car. He was social. He was coherent. He was talking to us like normal. He was a little tired, and he just kept saying that he had like a little bit of upper body tightness, which we didn't, you know, you get bumps and bruises, you get beat up. We never really thought anything of it. So we get all the way back home, and he helped me get into my place. He brought my bag up for me. We talked. We were supposed to hang out on Saturday. And because I wasn't doing very good because of my injury at the match, he said, I assume I won't see you tomorrow unless I say otherwise. And I said, yeah, probably not. And he goes, okay. So he went outside, and Caden asked him if he was okay to drive, because obviously he didn't drive all the way back up. And he said, yeah, no, I feel perfectly fine. I'm good. And he was like, okay, if you're sure, like you can stay at my place, whatever. And he was like, no, I'm good. I feel like myself. And he's like, okay. So Caden went home, and Scott drove himself from where I live in Coquitlam to Vancouver, and around 4 o'clock in the morning, he got home and he texted both Caden and I and just said, I'm home, I'm good. And we were like, okay, cool. You go to bed, you don't think about it. And then in the morning, because we'd gotten home so late, I slept really late, and I had a phone call, missed call from Scott's sister, who I'm like close with, but not that close. And then again, I didn't really think about the situation or what had happened. And then she told me that like at some point in the middle of the night he had just passed away in his sleep. They you know, there was no reason to believe that like anything bad had happened. He had a clean toxicology report. Like they did that full scan, nothing. I mean, Scott wasn't, he didn't drink, he didn't do drugs, he didn't smoke marijuana, like he didn't do anything. So that wasn't a surprise that it came back negative, but I guess you never know, especially in the world of wrestling with so many people like hiding pain or hiding whatever. And but yeah, he came back negative, and we still don't really have an answer. You know, they're doing an autopsy at some point. I don't know when. I don't know that details. I didn't really feel comfortable asking his family, but I'm sure we'll find out. I mean, he was a man. He was just about to turn 41, and in all honesty, as you know, when you're in wrestling, you should take care of your body. And he didn't really take that good care of himself. I mean, he liked to eat, bad food, junk food, a lot of energy drinks and soda and stuff. And I think maybe just sometimes when you're doing that and then you're doing these like super strenuous matches every month,
Actually, hold. I hate to interrupt, but hold that thought right now. We got to go to break. We'll be right back with more Observer Live.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And Sarian Softpaws is here. We've been talking about Big Cat Scott Henson is passing. Sorry for the technical issues earlier in this interview, but I think we got a lot of the story out here. And I wanted to ask Sarian if he could do the show tomorrow as well in the final segment. And he said that would be cool because there's a lot of fun stories we could tell. And I think it would be nice to talk about some fun stories about the Big Cat, if that works for you.
Yep, that works for me.
What have you got coming up? Boom?
Yeah, so Boom in Vancouver has a tribute show to Scott on this upcoming Friday at the Legion Hall in Commercial Drive. I think there's a little bit of tickets left available. And then SOS Pro Wrestling will do a big one at the end of July for him, so...
So you're talking June 28th?
28th, and then they're also doing a second show the 29th as well.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can actually go up there. I'll see if I can make that work.
Wow, that'd be incredible.
That would be a lot of fun. So, well, listen, thank you again for doing the first part today, and we'll do another part tomorrow. And a lot of things we can talk about. Fur Horseman, My main man, Fabulous Fabio, yep. Who actually, believe it or not, everybody on this show that watches this show knows Fabulous Fabio because he's in one of the commercial break matches that we put on here. He's the woman that, or he's the man that Miss Renta Onato left me for in Portland Wrestling. That's Fabio, everybody. So we'll talk about this and so much more tomorrow. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.